Hello.
Hi, Jonathan. It's Monica with Family First. You were calling
Yes,
me?
I believe they text me the lady named Dana. She's supposed to call me about the authorization.
Okay.
But when she was calling, I was on the phone. I was on the other line with our leader,
Hi,
in
Lita.
HR. Yeah, I was in. So I missed her call, so I called her back and left a message. And then she texted me about for Miss Leedy to reach out to the her coordinator to get everything situated. So Miss Leedy got to, that's the last step right there. She got to tell she got well, she had to tell her insurance to go ahead and switch to you all. Then I can get a start date.
Yeah, because we need to receive the authorization from the insurance. So once they send out the authorization with the date of the start of care, then you can start working from that date. So we have to receive that still.
Okay, Miss Lisa, she's gonna call them probably the next 30, 45 minutes. She'll give them a call.
Okay, that sounds good. I do see here that Dina did also reach out to the coordinator. I think the service coordinator is Michael, and she sent them an email as well.
Oh, to the Miss Lee coordinator
Yeah.
from Keystone. And what name did they give her again? Because I know the
It seems like the supervisor's name is Michael. Michael Cole.
the supervisor, but
Yeah.
I know a coordinator is it's hard to pronounce the name. I know it's as long as TAM, because she's the one that comes out to the home visit.
Oh, I see.
So I would let her know that. So she calls, she needs to speak to Michael, just talk to a coordinator.
Yeah, she can talk to a coordinator, to a supervisor, just to get the let them know to send over the authorization so that you can start because you're compliant already. Okay.
Okay then. All right then.
All right,
Will do.
Jonathan.
All right. Thank
Have a
you.
good one. You're welcome. Bye bye.